Welcome to the Tank Explosion. Today we've got a very special episode for you. It is the D's Nuts Omnibus. All the best D's Nuts pranks coming at you.
Hello, video store. How can I help you?
Hey, I'm looking for a specific video. I'm having a movie night at my house and I need a specific film. Wondering if you could help me find it.
Yeah, sure. What's the name of the movie? I can look it up right now.
I'm not entirely sure what the name is. It's a movie starring Paul Newman.
Oh, I love Paul Newman.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a movie with, Paul Newman, and it's based on a novel. Something Fool. Someone's Fool or something.
Let me just look that up.
I'm pretty sure the second word in the title is fool. I just can't remember what the first word is.
Hold on. Just looking it up here. Looking up Paul Newman. Let's see here. All right. I think I found it.
Oof. Good. What's the name of that movie?
Nobody's Fool.
So what? I'm sorry. I didn't hear the first word. I heard fool. What is it?
Nobody's. Nobody's fool.
Nobody's nuts!
Taft Elementary, how can I help you today?
Yeah, hi. I have a question about my, child's report card. Say, he just, brought it home and I was looking at it, and it looked pretty good, but I just have one question about the attendance section.
Certainly. Would you like to speak to your child's teacher? I can put you through.
No. Oh, no, I don't think that's necessary. I mean, I just have a question about how you code things.
I can certainly try to answer your question then.
All right, so there's this part where it's like the attendance, and it looks like he hasn't missed any days of school. It's a 0 for absences, but then there's like this letter T. And then next to it, there's a 2. So, what does that T mean? It says T2 on his report card. Like, is my son a Terminator or something?
The T stands for tardy.
What does it stand for?
Tardy.
Tardy's nuts!
Classical Shakespeare Company, how can I direct your call today?
Wow, that was quite, great. I have a question about the plays you're performing, in your upcoming season. It looks like you're leaning heavily into, like, the funny ones. I see, like, Much Ado About Nothing, and The Taming of the Shrew, and, like, Twelfth Night. Why? Where are all the sad ones? It seems like you're doing more of, like, the humorous light ones.
Ah, yes. This season we have chosen to focus on Shakespeare's comedies.
What are you focusing on?
The comedies.
Comedies, nuts!
Gotcha! Cinema, how can I help you?
Hi. I was looking at your upcoming, like, movies playing, and I didn't see anything that I was interested in. Like, I want to see, like, all the new Marvel movies, and, like, Jurassic World, and, like, everything with superheroes, and, like, Fast and Furious movies, but it looks like you guys don't ever have them, so what's the deal?
We really don't show that kind of movie here.
What do you mean you don't show that kind of movie? Like, what other kind of movies are there to show?
We're a pretty small art house cinema. We focus on indies.
Wait, what do you focus on?
Independent cinema. We mostly play indies.
Indies nuts!
Royal Shakespeare Company, how can I direct your call?
Hi. Say, I noticed in your upcoming season, you're focusing more on the funny ones. I'm just wondering if you're doing, like, the light stuff this year. Have you guys picked a focus for next year?
Ah, yes, I'm glad you ask. And don't tell anyone you heard it from me, because it isn't public knowledge quite yet. But next year, we are focusing on the tragedies.
Wait, what are you focusing on next year?
The tragedies.
The tragedies, nuts!
Audubon Society, how can I help you today?
Oh, hi. There's, like, you guys are about birds, right?
Yes, we're the Audubon Society. Do you have a bird-related question?
Yeah. There's, like, a bunch of birds in my backyard, and I want to know what they are.
Well, sure, I can help you with that. How big are the birds?
They're, like, as big as, like, a tennis ball, I guess.
What color are the birds?
They're like gray. Hold on, let me get my binoculars here. They're gray and they have like little black heads. And they're pretty into like these seeds in the backyard. Do you know what they might be?
Well, from your description, it sounds like you have some chickadees.
Wait, what are these birds? What are they called?
Chickadees.
Chickadees, nuts!
Thank you for calling McDonald's. How can I help you?
Hi, this is McDonald's?
That's what I said. Thank you for calling McDonald's. How can I help you?
Did your restaurant have any other names? Like, any nicknames or anything?
What do you mean?
Like, would anybody refer to your restaurant as something other than just saying McDonald's?
I've heard some people call it the Golden Arches.
What? Really? Any other nicknames that you can think of?
Mickey D's.
Mickey D's nuts!
Moonlight Motel, how can I help you?
Oh, hi. See, I stayed at your hotel and,
We're a motel, actually, sir.
That's right. I stayed at your motel recently and I had a great experience. I just had a question for you.
You're far away.
Yeah. Well, when I got back to my room the next morning, my bed had been made up and the room had been cleaned.
Yep, we got the cleanest rooms on this side of the Mississippi.
Yeah. And I noticed a tiny chocolate on my pillow, and I'm just wondering, what was that chocolate? It was wrapped in green foil, and it was kind of minty. It was delicious. I'd like to purchase more. I just need to know, what is the brand name of that chocolate?
I'm not sure. Hold on, let me ask. Martha, what are them chocolates you put on the pillows?
What?
What are them chocolates you put on the pillows?
They're Andy's Mints! Andy's Mints!
Those are called Andy's Mints.
Wait, what? what kind of mint?
Andy's
nuts!
Cub Foods Midway, how can I help you today?
Hi. I had a question about, holiday that's coming up.
Holiday? Sure, I can help you with that. What is your question?
Well, I'm not very familiar with American customs and traditions, but I've been led to understand that on October 31st, children in costumes are going to come to my house and expect some kind of gift or treat?
Yes, that's Halloween. Welcome to our country, by the way. Halloween is the night where ghosts and ghouls come out. They're not really ghosts and ghouls, don't worry. They're just children dressed up.
Okay. they dress up as ghouls and ghosts. Okay, and then, so, I mean, I don't care so much about the other part. From what I've heard and read, are these kids gonna knock or on my door or something?
Yeah, that's part of the tradition. It's called trick or treating.
Oh, what? Trick or treating? Maybe you could explain that.
Sure, sir. So kids dress in costumes, and then they go to their neighbor's house and knock on the door, and they say trick or treat, and then you hand them a treat.
What kind of treat will they be expecting? Like a silver dollar or toothpaste?
Well, you could really give anything you want, but most kids are expecting candy.
Candies, nuts, got you.
Knowles Exotic Pets, how can I help you today?
Yeah, I'm looking for an exotic pet. And I'm wondering if you have a certain kind.
We've got walls and walls of exotic pets, from snakes to lizards, axolotls, parrots, hedgehogs, parakeets, you name it, we've probably got it here.
Yeah. I'm looking for something like an amphibian. Do you have any kinds of amphibians?
We've got tons of amphibians. I've got salamanders, I've got newts, I've got frogs, I've got axolotls, I've got any kind of toad. Any kind of toad that they sell as a pet, I have probably got it. And if I don't have it in store, I'd be happy to order it for you.
I'm actually looking for a frog. Do you have kinds of those?
Oh, I have a whole room full of frogs, friend. I've got frogs that live on the ground. I've got frogs that live in the tree. I've got frogs that live underground. I've got frogs that live in the sea.
Well, what's with the... Okay, you sound like Dr. Seuss or something.
Oh, sorry, I just get excited when I talk about frogs. What kind of frog do you think you want? What kind of frog suits your lifestyle?
I'm looking for, like, a really cool frog.
All frogs are really cool, brother. I mean, all frogs are really cool. What kind of personality do you want your frog to do? What are you hoping to do with it? I mean, we've got, if you are into a cool, laid-back frog, we've got a White's tree frog from Australia. They are the chillest frogs in the land. I cannot recommend those highly enough.
No, that doesn't sound like what I would want.
We've also got a bird poop frog from Vietnam. They look like bird poop. It's a natural adaptation that helps them avoid predators. Pretty cool.
No, I don't want a frog that looks like poop.
We got a red-eyed tree frog. Those guys are beautiful. They've got red eyes.
I'm looking for a frog that is colorful and small and can live in a, like, pretty cool bioactive vivarium, if I set that up.
Oh, you're talking my language. I think you're talking about dart frogs. We have got a whole bunch of poison dart frogs.
Okay, before you get into it, I mean, let's talk frog guy to frog guy.
Oh, you're a frog guy? I didn't realize it.
Oh, yeah, I'm a pretty big frog guy. I'm pretty into frogs. I'm going to need you to tell me, what is the scientific name of these poison dart frogs?
Well, yeah, sure. Well, we've got a whole selection of different subspecies of Dendrobates.
What's that scientific name again?
Dendrobates.
Dendrobates nuts! That's gonna do it for this episode of the Tank and Gary Show. Make sure you are subscribed in iTunes. And while you're at it, get on your computer, go to iTunes, and write us a review. Till next time, peace out. This is Tank.